Welcome to the 2YE Podcast. Join us for this episode with our host, Ide, Michelle, and Stephanie to discuss second-year ideas, experiences, best practices, and how to make the most of your UCSD college experience. Ready? Let's start the show.
All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you're all safe and healthy wherever you are right now in the world. My name is Michelle. I'm the assistant coordinator for the Second Year Experience Program. I'm coming at you from my home. Very happy and fortunate to be safe and healthy. And I hope you all are too, as well as your loved ones. Also, I want to give a special shout out to DJ Hobby Hobbs for producing our intro this quarter. I'm really excited to start off with something new and exciting for spring quarter. So today we're going to be talking about Quarantine 101, how to thrive in this stressful time. So I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels like this quarantine has been incredibly difficult and very stressful. I don't know about you all, but this is my first time going through a global pandemic, which makes me really nervous. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this boat. I'm sure all of you and your families and your loved ones are feeling similarly. So something that I've been thinking a lot about is actually Dr. Brené Brown's research on vulnerability and a topic she talks about called Terrible First Times, or TFTs, which I feel is really applicable to all of us right now, since we're all experiencing all of these drastic changes for the first time. So let's start from the beginning. So why is doing something for the first time so exciting and empowering and fun, but also so difficult? You know, starting something new, like for going to UCSD, for example, for the first time, or, you know, moving on to campus the first time, that can be exciting. But also you feel kind of nervous, awkward, uncomfortable, and a lot of the times vulnerable. So I know this is true for me. And a lot of the times I feel like I just want to fast forward through the hard part. I don't want to do the scary part or the uncomfortable part. I just want to get through it and get to the part where I'm already good at this and I already know what I'm doing, right? But pushing through the hard part, especially the beginning, is really the only way to get through it. And Dr. Brené Brown, you know, agrees with this in her research. She says, new things are difficult, both the small things and the big things. So small things like starting a new routine, and the big things like going through a global pandemic. These things are difficult, and they also push us to grow, right? And so personal example of this is my exercise routine. So since being on quarantine, basically, my gym has closed down, and working out is really something really important to me. I do it every day or almost every day, and it helps ground me, and it really helps me focus and center for the day. So now that I can't really exercise or go to the gym like I used to, I've had to be creative on what else I can do. So I decided to start taking up running. I actually haven't ran in 5 years, so it's been a really long time. And to be honest with you, I really suck at it. So I remember going my first run last week, and it was really hard. I was really out of breath, like by the first 5 minutes. And I kept thinking to myself, like, oh my God, this is so dumb. I don't know why I'm doing this. This is going to suck. I wish my gym was just open. I'm so much better at that. And I just felt really like I was really struggling just getting through this run. And it reminded me about how first times are really hard. And I really wanted to give up. And I feel like I find myself feeling like that a lot of the times when I'm doing something new. I just feel like giving up because I don't know how to do it, or I don't know how to do it well. But one thing is for sure. If we stop trying new things, we stop growing. So we can only get better at things if we start at the beginning. If we go through the struggle, go through the hard part, because it helps us get better, right? No one does something for the first time and is instantly good at it. Everyone struggles. So I think this is a perfect opportunity, you know, to embrace the suck. The more we are better at being uncomfortable, the better we can improve and the more we can grow, right? So it's not necessarily, Dr. Brené Brown really says, it's not necessarily that we become more comfortable being uncomfortable. It's really we become more courageous at being uncomfortable. We are more likely to put in ourselves in our uncomfortable situations and new scenarios because we know that they help us get better at things. And not just get better at things, but it also provides us perspective that in order to get to the place that we want, where we know we can master something, that we have to go through the hard part, that that's the only way that we can really show self-growth and self-improvement is by putting ourselves through those hard circumstances, the struggle, the vulnerability, all of those things, right? So how does this apply to where we are now with this global pandemic and all that comes with it? So we are all experiencing something new for the first time, whether it means being back at home, working from home, studying from home, it's all new. And Dr. Brené Brown gives us three strategies to really cope with the TFTs or the tough first times. The first is normalizing it. New is hard, and it's normal to feel that way. You know, new things, trying new things, being in new circumstances, it's difficult and it's frustrating and it's just a really vulnerable experience. And it's normal to feel that way. So normalizing the experience is number one. Number two is giving yourself some perspective. You know, new doesn't last forever. This global pandemic isn't going to last forever. Doing these online courses isn't going to last forever. Nothing is forever. So this tough time, this adjustment period, it will also pass. And number three is doing some reality checking. So this is not really going to get easier anytime soon. Getting better at something takes time. And so part of that is really adjusting our expectations. Sometimes I know this is true for myself. I have expectations that I'm supposed to be good at something right away, or I should know how to do this, but that just isn't realistic. So showing myself some compassion and being patient with myself, knowing that things are going to take time to adjust, that I'm going to need time to adjust, and that it's going to take some trial and error trying to figure out all these changes and how I can do them better or how I can be better at them, right? So another personal experience is actually doing this podcast. For those of you who have listened before, Stephanie is usually the one that does our podcast. And I actually really enjoy listening to podcasts. I listen to them on Spotify or my commute home or commute to work. So when I was told I was going to start doing these podcasts, naturally I was really excited and also kind of nervous and scared. It actually took me 2 days to work up the courage to actually start recording. A lot of the thoughts that came to my mind was, I don't know how to use this mic. Is it going to sound good? Can I figure this all out and it still be helpful for you all? And then I thought, okay, I'm in another TFT, another terrible first time. So step one, normalizing it. Of course, this is going to be difficult for me. I've never done it before. So how am I supposed to know how to do this podcast well, right? It's hard, and that should be normal. Like that, I should feel okay with feeling that way. Number two, giving myself some perspective. You know, I'm going to get better at this with time. The more I practice, the more I get used to recording, the better I'll get at it, right? And reality checking. It's going to take me some time to figure this out. And I have to put the work in order to get better at it, to get to the end goal of where I want to be. So some stuff that I did was I asked Stephanie to help me out how to use a podcast platform. You know, I took some time to create an intro song. I wrote a really thorough outline to make sure that, you know, I got to say everything I wanted to say. And it's coming together, I'd like to say, you know. I also was more realistic with my expectations. I knew this podcast wasn't going to be perfect in the way I wanted it or the way I envisioned it. But I also knew I was going to get better at this. And with more and more podcasts, I was going to feel better about the product and knowing that hopefully it would be helpful for all of you. So those are some tips I think that could be really helpful and that are really applicable during this time, because we're facing so much new change every day and we're having to adapt so quickly that I think it's important to normalize how we feel, give ourselves some perspective, and really do some reality checking about what's realistic in terms of our expectations and our timeline, right? And showing ourselves some compassion and really being patient with ourselves. So some other things I really want for us to consider is not just focusing on how to manage all of these changes, but making it a really meaningful experience. So first things first, I think the most important thing is to really identify how we feel about everything that's going on. For me, it feels really stressful, confusing, scary, and kind of boring all at the same time. For you, it might be scary, like suffocating. There's just a lot of emotions around all of these changes, right? Change is stressful. And a lot of times I think that we think that acknowledging how we feel or giving it a name gives that feeling power, like somehow it's going to take over us in the way we feel. But in reality, it does the opposite. It really gives us power because it gives us the opportunity to address it, to acknowledge how we feel, and it allows us to change it. So for me, by acknowledging that this is scary, that this is kind of stressful, it also allows me to acknowledge it and just let it go and to be able to do something about that, you know? Some things that have been really helpful for me are just focusing on what I can control or what we can control and focusing on ourselves. So I think sometimes it can be really exhausting and stressful to focus on all the what ifs and planning for all the what ifs, because that feels almost impossible. So instead, focusing on what is happening now and what we can do now. Part of that is limiting our social media intake or our media intake. I know just from watching the media now or watching news coverage, it's all about COVID-19 and all the changes that are happening, the numbers skyrocketing. You know, it's stressful to watch, and I don't know if it does any good for my mental health. So I try to limit how much media intake I do. And if I do, I try to do it in the morning, and not right before I go to bed, because then I can't really sleep, right? So limiting your social media intake, I think, is really important. Another thing that I think is really helpful is really finding time for yourself. That can be in ways of like finding time for meditation. If you're religious or spiritual, that can come in ways of prayer. If you're creative, that could be knitting or painting or dancing. And if you're like more the traditional route, you could do more like focusing our breath or guided meditations or breathing exercises. I think those are really helpful in times like this. Another way that you could focus on yourself, I think, is exercising. Exercising naturally releases a lot of endorphins and good energy and good feelings. So I think trying to find time for exercise, even if it's 20 minutes every day or 10 minutes before you go to sleep or in the morning, I think it's important to keep your body moving, to keep it healthy. I know on Instagram, there's a lot of trainers or people providing free workouts. You can find free workouts online. And there's also cool apps like the Nike Training Club app that you can download that provides a lot of free workouts or free exercises that you would need little to no equipment to work out. Something else I think would be really helpful is picking up a new hobby or doing things that you really enjoyed as a child or things that you really enjoyed when you were younger that you just haven't have found time to do. And another way to, spend more time on yourself is sleep. So sleep is still really important. It helps with your brain function and your brain health, and it overall just helps you be in a better mood. I know that's true for me. I'm grumpy when I don't get enough sleep. And so some other things I've been thinking about are how do we socialize? in a time of social distancing. So we're social beings by nature. Being connected to others, I think, is really important to all of us. So what are some ways that we can do that while we're practicing social distancing? I think a good way to do that is scheduling FaceTime or Zoom or Skype calls with friends and loved ones. I know for me, I'm naturally a little more introverted. So if I don't reach out to people and people don't reach out to me, I kind of just have a tendency to just keep it that way. So for me, scheduling time to connect with other people gives me an opportunity to really, connect and catch up with one another and just share like a meaningful connection. So scheduling time is really important. And if you can, try to do more face-to-face interactions as opposed to phone calls or texts, just because it feels a little more fulfilling, I think. Also, check in on others. So check in on your neighbors, on folks in your community, on what they might need or what you might need. I know a lot of people are doing like food drives and things like that. So I think that can be really helpful. Another way that you can really check in or socialize, I know a lot of times it's outward with other people, but it could also be inward. So going outside and connecting with nature, I think if you can, is really important, whether it means literally going outside if you are able to, or if it means like looking out the window and painting or just meditating or reading a book. I think that's another way to connect to. And another way is just really checking in on yourself. So getting back into the projects that maybe you haven't been able to do, or doing hobbies that you really loved but just haven't found time to do. I think those are all really important. Another thing that has been really helpful for me is actually creating a routine to somewhat keep normalcy in my life. So I know with all of us being stuck at home, it's kind of hard to come up with the schedule. I know for me, it's like I'm at home all the time. So how do I somehow work in what used to be my workouts, my time at the office, time with friends, my lunch and dinner time, and like time for me to read or meditate? Like, how do I do that all within being in the same place, right? And I think one way that you can work through that or break that up is creating a routine. So what was your schedule like when you were on campus or near school or at school? And is there a way you can try to recreate that schedule, or maybe create a new schedule that you can do, and do your best to stick to that schedule? I think routines help us feel safe and help us feel like, you know, we're being productive and we're in control of what's going on around us or the projects that we want, right? Another thing that's been really helpful for me is changing out of my pajamas. So I know that sounds kind of ridiculous, but for me, it's kind of, pajamas are comfy. And if I'm at home and I don't have to be out, I'd rather be comfortable. But changing helps me feel like I'm getting ready for the day, I'm starting my day, and it helps break up my day so I can, you know, create some distinctions between being at home and being at work or being at school. So try to change out of your pajamas if you can. And I know for some of you, you're actually back at home with family, and I know that brings up a whole new set of changes and a whole new set of responsibilities and expectations, because I'm sure your relationships with your family or the folks that you lived with looked a lot different when you were at school at UCSD, and it probably looks really different now that you're home. So something that I think we can all practice is having some healthy boundaries. And I know that's really hard to say, because we love our family or the folks that we live with, and we also need to be tuned in school, and our two worlds are kind of colliding and crashing. And so how can we make them meld in a more cohesive way, right? And I think part of that is creating some healthy boundaries. So how can we honor both what you need and what your family expects of you while you're home? So I think the most important part of that is communicating as honestly as you can about what you need, whether that means having your own room for study time or for alone time, or having certain hours of the day be quiet because you're going to be tuned into your classes, or, you know, help with preparing food. Being as honest with you can and as realistic as you can about what you're really going to need to be productive or feel like you can function at home. And then what are some things you're willing to negotiate? So what are some things you're willing to help out with family, or are willing to, you know, be flexible around? And what are some of your deal breakers? What are some absolutely no's? I can't do that. It would be too stressful, or it would be too hard, or just it's not realistic. So those are some questions I think that's important for you to reflect on and think about, you know, as you're moving back home and you're learning to negotiate all of these things and seeing your two worlds come together. And I think the most important thing is to remember that this is temporary, right? You being at home doing online classes, it's not going to be forever. You know, this global pandemic is not going to be forever. And reminding ourselves of that, that way it doesn't feel so overwhelming all at once, knowing that you just have to make these changes just for the time being, just so we can adjust, right? Some takeaways that I really hope, you know, that you take away, is just at the end of the day, remember that you've never done this before. We've never done this before. And it's okay to be patient with yourself and compassionate with yourself. The rest of the world, all of us are going through a really hard time. And it's okay to feel that way. You're entitled to how you feel, because our feelings tell us what's going on with us, right? And to give yourself some perspective, this isn't going to last forever. And we're going to manage a way to get through this, right? And then doing some good reality checking. It's going to be hard for a while until we all adjust, right? But we have to put in the work for the adjustment period to pass, right? We have to work towards getting to that end goal where we feel like we have a sense of what's going on. We have to put in that work in that adjustment period. And all of this has really brought me back to when I was in college, and when I was at college at UCSD and I graduated. You know, I came into UCSD thinking that I really just wanted to get really good grades, you know, get a really great career, really focus on my major. But when I graduated, when people told me, like, you know, what was your experience like in college, or what did you get out of it? I didn't find myself talking about my GPA or my major or the career that I was in. I was talking a lot about how I made really meaningful friendships and relationships, how I learned a lot about myself and who I want to be and what's important to me. And I really think that's what college is all about. And I think because UCSD is so fast-paced and so demanding because of the quarter system and such a competitive campus, that I think we often forget that that's really why we're in college and that that's really what's most important to us, right? So I think despite this being a crazy time, it's a perfect time to take a pause, right? And practice really the things that feel important to us and take time to do those things. So I know for a lot of the times when I feel out of control, when things are being crazy, you know, going crazy, kind of like they are now, I instantly gravitate towards the things that I can control. So how am I going to do this podcast? How are we going to do these Zoom presentations? And for you, it might sound like, how am I going to figure out the Zoom classes? How am I going to get academic support? What about that internship or that lab position? We instantly want to go to the things that we can control. But maybe this is a perfect time to take a step back and focus on what our heart and our soul, what we really need as a person, what our needs are. So how do I want to better myself, my relationships? How do I want to improve my health? Because really at the end of the day, that's what's most important to us, right? And sometimes we forget that with the hustle and bustle of UCSD. And so us here at Second Year Experience, we want to do our best to help you through that adjustment period, because I know it's hard on all of us. So we will actually be doing Zoom presentations that will be doing through Zoom and then also uploading them to our YouTube channel. We'll be doing podcast topics more regularly that we'll be uploading more regularly. And we'll actually be having Wellness Wednesdays on our IG account that will be live every Wednesday. So we're doing the best that we can to still be accessible to you all, to still be useful to you all. And of course, you can always reach us through email and through Zoom as professional staff. So what we really need from you all is for you all to help us. So what do you need from us? How can we be useful? And how can we make this a meaningful experience, right? So one way that I would really appreciate you all to help us out is to submit some topics that you would like for us to discuss on the podcast. So you can actually do that through our website, oasis.ucsd.edu. When you get to the second year experience page and you see the podcast, you'll see a Google form there pop up where you can submit some topics for us to discuss. And also make sure to stay in contact with us through our Twitter page, our Instagram, our YouTube, and through our newsletter, our email, and of course, through email with us. So thank you so much for joining us on this first podcast with me. It's been a lot of fun. Make sure to check back on our website for more podcasts and send us topics that you'd like us to discuss for future podcasts. Sending you all a lot of love, hoping you all are staying safe and healthy, and hoping I get to see you all soon. Until next time, thank you all so much.